If we get ready for 2024, we get ready for renewal. When you see that word on the screen, renew, what does that mean to you? Born again. Born again. We just celebrated the birth of Jesus. We even talked about birthing Jesus ourselves. Born again. What does it mean to be born again? Nicodemus struggled with that question. How can I go back into my mother's womb, he said. Born again. Not of the physical, but of the spiritual. Renewed, not of just the physical, of just the physical, but of the spiritual. I said just the physical, because we do get renewed physically. As we get answers to prayer, we get renewed physically, but we get renewed spiritually daily, moment by moment. Every waking moment, we are renewed. This is 2024 is the year of renewal, personal renewal. And for you, what does personal renewal look like? It may be different for everybody here. It will all have the same aspect of being renewed with that covenant that we just got done talking about, being renewed, having a renewal of that covenant with Jesus, that covenant with God, with that covenant of the Holy Spirit, of that understanding of what's it say in Romans, a renewal of the mind. So we need a renewal of the body, we need a renewal of the mind, we need a renewal of the spirit, we need a whole lot of renewal going on here. 2024 is going to be the year of renewal. And for some reason, the Lord has been pulling me into Isaiah. He pulled me into Isaiah just to read it. That this year I'm supposed to be reading Isaiah. And Isaiah is a long book. I don't know if you've ever tried to read all of Isaiah. It's a long book. It's actually three different parts. And it actually isn't even written all by the same author. Some of it was written by Isaiah. Some of it was written by people who followed Isaiah, who continued his prophecies. And again, it's just like when we did Lamentations. And I just like Lamentations on New Year's Eve was like, Lamentations is all this woe is me and everything's falling apart. What kind of message is that for New Year's Eve? But in Lamentations we have that the Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion. He is enough. He's all I need. That's a great message for 2024, that the Lord is all I need. Of course we're in Lamentations, because sometimes we've got to go through the trial to get to the triumph. Don't we? And I know everyone here has gone through their trials. And I know everyone here, and that 100% healing, 100% restoration, we see it all the time. I know we have seen the triumphs. And even as we pray for these situations overseas in Israel and Palestine and Russia and Ukraine, and even and being as bold as to say North Korea will be a Christian nation, because God can and will do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, we stand in confidence that God can do this. That we are being renewed, that this world, isn't that the whole thing that's going to be happening at the end of time? Is everything is going to be renewed? When Jesus comes again, it's all going to be renewed. What's that going to look like? And is that a piece of my own personal renewal? So we looked at the book of Lamentations because it showed us that God's mercies are new every morning. I need that. I need his mercies new, because, man, I mess it up. Can you relate? I go through situations. I got circumstances. I got trouble. I got problems. I got kids. Or at least one child. That's enough. And those who have many children, I know that four or five is more than enough, right? We have trials, we have tribulations, we have lamentations, we have woe is me. But God's mercies are new every morning. I stand on that. I need something to stand on. I need this. And not only do I need that, I need renewal. I need the old time to go away. I need that new creation. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that new creation. I need that to come forth. And I need to work out my salvation with trembling. Like we sometimes think, well, okay, it's just a done deal. It's not just a done deal. Our salvation for eternity is a done deal, but we're working it out day by day, aren't we? We're being renewed day by day. I take great hope in that. I can feel my chest puff up at that. I can feel my mind expand with that renewal. Isaiah. Chapter 40, verse 28. I love how this starts out. Do you know? Do you not know? Have you not heard? I feel like I want to shout that at the rooftop. I want to tell everybody, don't you know? Haven't you heard? Don't you know about God and that He's got this? That's what we do every time we pray for somebody. God's got this. Don't you know that? Haven't you heard? Haven't you heard what the Word is telling us? We've been discovering that the Word is Jesus and Jesus is the Word. Have you not heard? Have you not known that Jesus is the Word and that He created all things? Don't you know? Do you not know, Isaiah says to them? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. Let's just pause there for a minute. Everlasting. What do you know in your life that is everlasting, that doesn't dissolve and fade away? What can you get your hands on? Can I touch this pew? Will it be here in 1,000 years? Probably not. It'll disintegrate. Is there a person who hasn't passed? No, we all end up in the same place. Is there anything, any element that you can get your hands on that is eternal? The Lord is the everlasting God. No beginning and no end. We can't even wrap our minds around this. Science certainly cannot wrap their minds around this. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. You know, it says earlier in Isaiah, that passage about how He rose out the heavens. And He rose them out like a canopy, it says. And it says earlier in Isaiah, because I was reading the entire chapter, that He brings all the stars up and brings them out one at a time and names all of them. And you know me, I'm into astronomy. And I can tell you there's a whole lot of stars. There's a whole lot of stars that we can't see because of light pollution. And if you go up north, you can see the galaxy, our galaxy, from horizon to horizon. And that's just our galaxy. And then, because that's where we live, but there's galaxies that are 2 million light years away. That 2 million light years, that means 2 million years ago, that's the closest one in which we can see with our unaided eye. That means the light came from 2 million years ago to reach my eye. Without a telescope, without a binocular, without anything, I can see that naked eye. And that's the closest one. All those stars, all those galaxies, He brings every one of them. The creator of the ends of the earth and the ends of the universe. And He will not grow tired or weary. Can you imagine that? Never getting tired? I think of little Liam running around. Liam never gets tired. Liam just goes and goes and goes like the Energizer Bunny. He's constantly moving. You know, when you're young, you can do that, right? Especially when you're really young. You got that bundled up energy. Well, if you take that, you multiply that by billions, you get to the level of God where He is untiring. He does not grow tired or weary. I'm so glad He doesn't get tired. I'm so glad He doesn't get weary. And His understanding, no one can fathom. the mind of God. Our greatest scientist, Einstein, tried to get into the mind of God. When he came up with those theories, when he discovered these things that were of the universe, he was trying to understand the mind of God. All of science tries to understand the mind of God. They can't create these things. We talked about this before. They just try to understand how he did it. And God's understanding goes beyond the molecular. It goes beyond the universes. It goes, and I do mean plural. I mean, it goes beyond every understanding of physical matter. It goes into everything about spiritual. It goes everything into about creation. It goes into everything about eternity. We cannot fathom it. That's who our God is. Continuing. I love this part. Do you see what's happening here? He gives strength to the weary. Now who's the weary? Us. And who's not weary? And he gives his strength to us. Doesn't that give us great hope? When we get tired, when we get weary, he gives us his strength. That's what it's talking about. The reason it told us all about his strength is because now it's telling us he's giving us that strength. Wow. When you just slow down with Scripture and you let it speak to you, the Holy Spirit will reveal things to you. What the Holy Spirit is revealing today is God is almighty and all powerful, and he's giving that to us. Didn't we? The same power that rose Jesus from the grave lives in us. Didn't we just get done singing that? The same power that rose Jesus from the grave lives in me. He gives his strength to the weary, to me, and increases the power of the weak. I think of all those situations that are going on right now in this world. I think of all those people in desperate straits right now. I just, what was on my heart is they just need some Jesus. They need some power. They need some Holy Spirit. They need the people coming up against them to get some of that too so they can stop and desist. When I think of Russia and Ukraine, they were having wars like we've never had where civilian casualty is just up for grabs. We need some of that power of the Prince of Peace. We need some resolution. We need some renewal. But sometimes, you know, it's just like the book of Lamentations. It's just like Isaiah. Sometimes all that destruction has to happen first. I don't know why we keep doing it like that. I thought about wars in my life, and it's like it's madness. It's the craziest thing that we keep perpetrating throughout history. And we never figure it out. Like, this is craziness. This is insanity of just wiping out people. But all this destruction seems to have to happen. That's our deal. That's us. We're the ones that do the destruction thing. Before we can get to the renewal, you gotta get it all broken down before you can build it back up, I guess, right? He gives strength to the weary. Ever feel weary? He's giving you strength. And increases the power of the weak. Continuing. Even youth. We just got done talking about Liam. I also think about Jacob and Travis, these young guys. Even youth, as we get ready to put away all these decorations and go up that loft and carry all that stuff up. Mike and I were already talking about, we're already saying, okay, it's the youngins. We're going to put the young people up there, man. I already took out my foot going up the thing. Even youth grow tired and weary. I think of our athletes, you know, our young athletes in the Olympics. You know, even they grow tired and weary after training and getting ready and conquering and going over that finish line and setting new world records. They still get tired and weary. And young men stumble and fall. Continuing. but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. That is our promise. That is our covenant. That is our agreement. But you see the key word here? I thought it was renew, and it is renew, but it's really hope. Because this is conditional. Those who hope in the Lord get all this. So it starts with our hope. It starts with our faith. I was just having this conversation with someone. You just gotta have faith. It can't all be proven out. I can't give you empirical evidence of everything in the Bible. I'll give you a lot of it though. Archaeology backs up all of it. I can't prove God. And if I could prove God, how big would God be? I have to have hope. I have to have faith. I have to seek Him if I'm going to find Him. And we know, it says in the Word, we know, all you got to do is look outside. All you got to do is look at the sunset. All you got to look at is that ball of fire that's giving us warmth, and that we're exactly the right distance away. If we were any further away or any closer, we'd be burned up or we'd be cold and frozen. There is like hundreds, if not thousands, of parameters, all that have to be within 1 degree for life to be here on this planet. And they're all in perfect balance. Coincidence? I think not. Our DNA is the same DNA in all the elements. We only have, what, 36 elements? Forgive me if I get that wrong. But only so many elements. And everything is made of the same elements. And then we all have the same consistency, and all these elements come into everything. But it's this different combinations, and we have this DNA, and we have all these bands of DNA that determine what our eye colors are and everything else. Coincidence? I'm thinking that this is a designer, that God has designed everything, and we see it over and over, and science sees it over and over. Our hope is in the Lord, and the testimony is everything, everywhere. As Stephanie is ready to give birth to that child, that is testimony of God. Because only God can do that. Those who hope. Why wouldn't we hope in the Lord? You know, I have to wonder, why wouldn't we hope in the Lord? I think the answer is that we have an enemy who's distracting us. We have lies and distortion. We have agendas. That's why we wouldn't hope. We have our own, well, look at, I'm big enough, I'm bad enough, I'm strong enough, I can do this on my own. Can you relate? Israel certainly could. Which got them in this mess that Isaiah's talking about in the first place is because they thought they had it all. They were getting so strong, so powerful, that nothing could touch them until something did, namely Babylon and Assyria. Those who hope in the Lord. When Israel was weak, they hoped in the Lord and they got strong. That's what Isaiah is trying to tell them. You just need to hope in the Lord again. But those who hope in the Lord will renew. I want us to keep that word today. I want us to keep that word all year. I want us to keep that word every minute of every day, that we are being renewed. Renewed in our minds. It all starts there. It's all how we perceive things. It's all how we think about it. We are being renewed in our minds. We are giving renewal of strength. And we will soar on wings like eagles. I just saw this thing at Christmas time. Somebody sent it to me. Actually, I found it. And it's about eagles. Did you know that eagles can see 2 miles? And I mean, we always talk about having an eagle eye. But they can see 2 miles as they're soaring. I think it was 150 miles an hour. Flying down at their prey. And they're seeing 2 miles as they're soaring. Can you imagine seeing 2 miles as you're moving 150 miles? Not with a car, but with your own wingspan? And you got your eye on the target? We will soar on wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary beyond the youngins, the ones that can go up and down those ladders. They will walk and not be faint. That is our promise. That is our covenant. So what do we do with all this? We renew our commitment. Renewed power. Renewed passion. Oh, we need more passion in the church. We need more passion in our lives. You know, life without passion is kind of lifeless, isn't it? Like, have you ever met somebody who was, like, on the verge of discovering something? They got this passion about them, and they're working so hard at it, or somebody's on a project, or somebody's helping somebody else. They got this passion going on. Or in the church, when we have the passion of the Lord, when we sing and we praise, and you can feel it, that's passion. We have a renewed purpose. We are put on this planet for a reason. And I'm going to let you ponder that. We were put on this earth for a reason. What is the reason? Okay, I'm just going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the spoiler. There's job one and job two. I've been singing this out for the longest time. Job one is my relationship with God, with Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit. I got to get that together first. And job two is just as important as job one. And that is where I'm going to go help somebody else find what I found. That I'm going to help them have a relationship with God, a relationship with Jesus, a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine if everybody in every church was talking to everybody they knew? We would have a revolution on our hands. We would have a renewal on our hands. We would have a revival on our hands. And I'm telling you right now, this is happening across the globe right now as we speak. Discipleship is just blowing up across this globe right now. Not as much in the United States yet, but it's starting to kick. We have a renewed purpose, and we have a renewed life. We talked about in that crib. What was in that crib? What did Jesus have for us? What did we need from that crib? We need life. The very essence of our life. As we took communion today, we joined in life with Him. Not just body, blood, but life. We renew our power. We renew our passion. We renew our purpose. We renew our life. So this assignment for this week is I want you just to go home. And if you're online, just to pray about your personal renewal. What does it look like? What do you need to do? Maybe it's getting into the Word every day. And I'm not a big proponent about reading the whole Bible in a year. I think it's way too fast. I'd like to see you read a couple chapters in a year. I like you read a verse a day. A paragraph or two. I want you to take it in. I want you to really meditate on it. I want it to digest. I want you to understand it. I want the Holy Spirit to have some time to work it in you. And in prayer, I want us to be talking to God every day, one-on-one time. I love that we pray without ceasing, with joined activity with prayer. But we need some one-on-one time. And so those are some of the things I'm looking at. I'm looking at being in the Word more. Slowly. I'm looking at being one-on-one in prayer continually. I'm looking at asking some questions. I'm looking for some opportunities. I don't know. You each have your own situation. You have your own sphere of influence. Who can you talk to? Where is your purpose? Pray about your personal renewal this week. Let's just close in prayer. Dear Father God, we thank you that you not only created us, but you created us for a purpose. We thank you that you not only want a relationship with us, but you gave us the means through your Son to have that relationship. We thank you that you're not only close by, that you actually live inside of us. We thank you, dear Father God, that you've given us everything we need and the strength we need to do it. We thank you for your strength, your passion, your power, your purpose. We thank you, dear Father God, that we can be one with you and one with one another, one with this world and one with eternity. And we ask that you use us in the way you see fit. This we ask through the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This year, and look what they say to you, the same power that rose Jesus from the grave. Now think about that for a minute. What was the power that rose Jesus from the grave? What was the intensity of that power? What was the strength of that power? What was the origination of that power? The same power that rose Jesus from the grave. We're not at Easter yet, but we'll be there soon. That power lives in me. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a hard time wrapping my head around this. That same power, that same Holy Spirit, that same God presence lives inside of me, lives inside of you. You want to look for renewal? Don't look out there. Look in here. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you for your strength. Dear Holy Spirit, we thank you that you live in us. Help us to wrap our minds around that. Renew our minds. Renew our minds with that power, with that knowledge, with that understanding. And let us live that. Let us live that out in our relationships, in our neighborhood, in our country, in our world. Let us live it out that you live in us. With every word that we speak, and even when we misspeak, even when we have a temper, even when we fall short, let us remember that same power is in us to overcome all of those shortcomings. Dear Father God, may we be one with you. One with you, Lord Jesus. One with you, dear Holy Spirit, as we take communion today and each and every day. And may we be one with one another. May we be one with one another as we share you with everyone we meet. This we ask through the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. We are dismissed to love and to serve our Lord. Send me a text. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what renewal project you got in mind. Let me know what your personal renewal is going to look like. Share with me. Have an amazing week. I will see everyone next week. God bless.